Our journey through these 3 days, through this sacred Triduum, brings us to today, to the stark reality of the cross, to that instrument of torture and death used by first century Romans to punish political insurrectionists. On this instrument of shameful death, the Lord of love is crucified. Jesus, the eternal Word, love incarnate, hangs on the cross, suffers, and dies. The starkness of this reality brings us face to face with the fullness of our human nature. Though we are created in God's image and likeness, made for relationship with God, yet we have our unruly wills, wills that are free to reject the one who is love. In his death on the cross, however, Jesus shows us he never stops loving. Jesus shows us, in fact, the depth of love he has for us. This innocent one, guilty of no crime, loves always and is punished for it. Because his love threatens the way this world is, it especially threatens those in power. So they kill Jesus. So this night we see the harsh reality of human nature, of how we reject God, of our desire to act for ourselves, our pursuit of material things despite it kills the planet, our quest for power no matter who might suffer as a consequence, our practice of violence and scapegoating. In fact, throughout history, Scripture has been weaponized by Christians to persecute the Jewish community, unjustly accusing them of killing Jesus. In our own time, especially in recent months, the Jewish community continues to be persecuted. Between October 7th, 2023, when Hamas attacked Israel and Israel began the war in Gaza, between October 7th and January 7th, the Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents skyrocketed in this country by 361%. They say the preliminary three-month tally is higher than the total of number of anti-Semitic incidents tracked in the last decade, except for 2022. And so the forces that killed Jesus are in full force in our world today. The gospel, according to John, has incited violent acts against the Jewish community through the ages. Throughout the gospel, John mentions the Jews 71 times, almost always negatively. And this is despite Jesus, his disciples, most of the religious authorities in this account are Jewish. This is despite the fact that it was the Romans who practiced crucifixion and killed Jesus. They used the cross as a deterrent, a symbol to anyone challenging the powers of Roman occupation. If anyone incited insurrection, upsetting the status quo of the empire's power structures, the cross could be their fate. This was especially true at the time of Passover, when longing for an end of Roman oppression, reading those stories of the liberation from slavery in Egypt, the people longed to throw off Rome. And so Jesus is crucified by the Romans to preserve the established power structures, to allow those in authority to hold on to their grip on power. These rulers were certain if they killed Jesus, everything would stay the way it is. They could not have been more mistaken. The cross changes everything. While it looks to the world like defeat, the cross of Jesus is not. It is not the end. Good Friday is good precisely because it is the beginning, the promise of a new way of living, the dawn of a new age. Out of the wreckage of human hate and wickedness, the cross promises humanity's sinful ways will no longer hold sway. And so the cross offers hope to those who are oppressed. The cross offers promise to those living in fear and terror. The cross offers refuge for those who despair. The cross offers healing for those burdened by sins and failings. And the cross offers hope of deliverance in this world, in this time of economic uncertainty, of political polarization, of too much war and violence. Today, Jesus hangs on a tree, nailed there by our rejection of God's love. Jesus invites us to come to the foot of his cross, to gaze at the worst that humanity can do, to see the work of our sinfulness. As the hymn says, to see God's blood upon the spearhead, God's love refused again. But Jesus invites us to come to the cross not out of guilt, not out of a need to punish us, but for the sake of hope. The cross puts to death once and for all the worst that humanity can perpetuate. Through the power of the cross, sin and death are defeated. In that defeat, there is joy, there is the promise of eternal life. There is hope for us in the death of Jesus. And so in the cross of Jesus, we gaze on the horror of human sin, and we also glimpse the glory and promise of eternity. Jesus experiences the horror of torture, crucifixion, and death, which means that Jesus then knows what it is for us to be rejected and abandoned. Jesus enters into humanity's sin and violence and suffering, and through the power of the cross, breaks their tyranny, their stronghold, once and forever. On Good Friday, Jesus enters fully into human pain and suffering and brokenness. Jesus takes all human failings, all evils committed, to the cross in himself. In his death, all sin and evil, death itself, are destroyed, killed on the cross. Being lifted high, Jesus lifts humanity above everything that separates us from God, our neighbor, ourselves, and creation. Jesus gathers all people in the wide, loving embrace of his outstretched arms. Jesus dies on the cross because of human sinfulness, but nothing and no one is ever lost in God's economy. Through the power of God, all that separates us from the love of God made known in Jesus is put to death. The very power of sin and death die on that tree the first Good Friday. In the end, resurrection is stronger than evil, stronger than any force or power in this world, stronger than death itself. In just a few moments, a cross will be carried into our midst, and you will be invited to come before that cross and venerate it. You may do that by coming before it, touching it, kneeling before it, kissing it, whatever makes sense for you. You are invited to come before that cross with profound gratitude for the gift of love Jesus shows in dying for us this day. In your bulletin, you will find a square of blank paper. There are also pencils in your pew. And if you wish, I invite you to write down on that paper anything you wish to leave at the cross. Any sins, hurts, regrets, failings, anything you carry today that you want to leave at the cross, anything you desire be redeemed by Jesus' love. I promise you that no one will ever read what you write. What you leave at the cross is between you and God alone. Those papers left at the foot of the cross tonight will become part of the fire tomorrow night at the great vigil of Easter. So whatever you leave at the cross tonight will be consumed in the new fire of hope and resurrection tomorrow. Let us come before the cross this night, leaving at its foot all of our sins and failings. And let us go forth from the cross set free to love abundantly. The death of Jesus frees us to choose love over the forces of sin and evil. The power of the Holy Spirit enables us to deny our selfish impulses, those things that lie within us, even those very human feelings of greed, hatred, envy, fear, even the quest for violence. The death of Jesus on the cross sets us free from the hold that evil has on us. In the passion of Jesus, we are set free to walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Amen.